Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be empty, shall be filled. We can be filled. We get hungry and thirsty there. Drinking from the fountain, yeah. Filling the cup. He got plenty. You know what's blessed about the Lord? He can give all you need, give you all you need, and me too at the same time. And everybody else. He's not short. I just said his hand's not short. His ear's not heavy. The only thing's hindering us is our iniquities and our sins, he said, Isaiah 1. Separate us from him. But we just get right with God, he'll fill us with it. He sure will. Amen. I want to make an announcement, not starting tonight, but next Sunday, they're having their gospel gathering over at the three churches in Possibly and Oak Grove and Old Mount Zion and Grace. They get two nights, one, two. Oh, you know, you've been over. They've been doing it for several years. And so they start Sunday night at Old Mount Zion and be there Sunday night, Monday night. And Tuesday and Wednesday night, they'll be at the Oak Grove. Then Thursday and Friday night, be at the Grace Church, our Baptist church right above Possibly and Coastal School. So they called me this week to remind me. And also, I know some of the ones will be preaching. I know Brother Billy Cashman was coming, some of them, but they believe it. He had two preachers coming, and both of them got put in the hospital. One of them said, next time I get where I can come, I'm just coming. I'm not waiting no certain time. He said, the devil can't enter. But I don't know who all is going to be preaching. I know they called and asked me to come week from tonight, not tonight, but next Sunday night. I'm supposed to preach at 5 o'clock now. It is at Old Mount Zion. And Brother Billy, I believe he told me he's going to preach Monday night. Is that right? Monday night, Brother Billy will be preaching there. And you don't want to miss that. But maybe if you can, I told him we was not. And then also, Tuesday night, I don't know who's it is. Wednesday night, Brother Gary's going to preach in it. Tuesday night? Okay, it's Tuesday night, Brother Gary's going to preach at Oak Grove. So that's what they do have. Two nights at one church, two at another, and they call it Gospel Gathering, which I think is real good. We usually go with them, and they usually come over here a lot. We have meetings, so we won't have prayer meeting that Wednesday night. We'll try to go there. It'll be at Oak Grove that Wednesday night. I don't know who'll be preaching, but we'll find out. But it don't matter if somebody will be preaching the word. Amen. And then also been going then Thursday and Friday night at where Brother Paul pastors there in Possibly and at Grace. The Lord's good, isn't he? Folks, we ever needed revival, we need it now. Don't have much time left. Amen. Got your Bibles? Turn with me. I want to read a verse of Scripture in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter number 43. Read two or three verses and referring to some other verses also. You ever get a verse and lose it and takes you a while to find it back? Well, I know the Lord wants me to read this morning because I've done lost it twice already this morning. Found it again right away. I want to try to share something this morning. And it said we don't have to have fear, spirit of fear. Thank God we need to fear God, but that's who we are to fear. All these other things that we're afraid of or fear, we don't have to. Let's read this in verse number 1, beginning of chapter 43 of the book of Isaiah. But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I've called thee by thy name. Now like this, thou art mine. Hallelujah. I want to say one reason, I'll be looking at some more record, one reason we don't have to fear He redeemed us. He redeemed Israel. He redeemed them out of the captivity of they were in bondage and slavery in Egypt. Opened up the rivers, the Red Sea, watered them out of the rock in the wilderness, shattered them with the shadows, fed them manna from heaven, give them shoes and the clothes, the shoes that didn't wear out. And listen, and God said, you don't have to fear. Hey, I redeemed you. Oh, I think we've seen that a while ago about the blood. But folks, we've been redeemed. We don't have to be in fear. Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you for another opportunity of coming to share your eternal word. Most gracious God, as we think about when mercy did show up, we want to thank you for that mercy that, oh God, forgave us of our sins, declared us just in the eyes of you, our Father, because of the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, redeemed us, paid that sacrifice, that supreme price that was paid for us. We want to thank you and praise you for it. Our Father, quicken us now and speak to us through your word. May your word have free course and accomplish that that's pleasing to you this morning. Have your way in every heart and every life. I pray there wouldn't be one leave here this morning, our Father, that don't know beyond a shadow of a doubt they've been bought with a price and redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And through that redemption, our Father, and through all the things that you've done for us, we have no cause to fear. We have no cause to fear this life or death or what we may go through in this life, our Father, because we know that you're still God and you're on the throne. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You know, it's sad a lot of times people live in a constant state of fear. I was reading another verse. I can't tell you where they all are, but it's in there. You know what he said? He said, you don't have to fear the things out there. I said, what you need to fear, I'm not word for word, but this is what it was saying. He said, what you need to fear is fear me. And when we fear God, other fears can flee, because when we fear God, we know what he's done for us, what he will do for us, and what he's going to do for us. And therefore, we don't have to fear. A lot of times, you see all through the scripture where Jesus kept telling them, fear not. And even in the book of Acts, you see where he was telling them not to fear. He was saying, and Paul, God was coming to Paul and telling him, be of good cheer. You don't have to fear. Don't live in fear. I'm telling you, it's an awful thing. You say, why is it so awful? Well, the Bible says that fear hath torment. It says fear has torment. But it says perfect love casteth out fear. That's what it said in the book of 1 John, chapter number 4. It says perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. And he that listened had fear had not been made perfect in love. You know the first thing about this love, you say, well, I love God all I can. I won't tell you what to get rid of the fear. You listen, we can't love God good enough to get rid of the fear, but I tell you one thing, if you ever dawns on you how much he loves you, and he loves you before you ever loved him, I'm telling you, he'll remove all the fear to know that God in his mercy and grace would come down. Hallelujah. And if you love, perfect love, knowing that his perfect love, how he loved us, he loved us while we're sinners. He loved us while we're without hope. He loved us still. What glory, hallelujah. And he redeemed us. What love. That'll cast fear out. Fear tries to creep in and tries to get a hold of you. Just tell yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Say, I know he loves me. I know he loves me. Thank God. And that love gets perfect. And it's perfect love that he loves us with, and it'll cast that old fear out. Because fear has what? Torment. But he said, I have redeemed you. Whew. Redemption. Hallelujah. Tormenting? Listen, you want to be tormented? Then let us grip a spirit of fear in the hold.
You'll be afraid. Someone said, afraid of your own shadow.
You know what he said in the book of Hebrews? I don't have time to read all this. I'll just share a little bit with you. You know what he said? He said, you haven't given you the spirit of bondage or to turn back into the spirit of bondage again, but Jesus came and he gave us a spirit of liberty and this, and that's the opposite of bondage and fear. And he said in Hebrews 2:8, it talks about the grace of God. He tasted death for every one of us. He talks about also in the second chapter of the book of Hebrews, how that he delivered us from the fear of death, where so many was all their lifetime subject to bondage to it. So what I'm saying, we don't have to fear life. We don't have to fear death. We don't have to fear these things. Why? Jesus tasted death for us. He delivered us from the fear of it. And we don't have to be held in bondage to it. Listen, worried, fretting, stirred. Thank God. I know, tell it, I couldn't count them. How many people I've been in the room with when he left this world in the last 40-some years. And it's a blessed comfort and blessed assurance to see someone face death with such confidence and such courage and such faith and no fear to pass it. Why? Because Jesus walked to it, tasted of it. You probably heard me tell it. I read one time, this preacher was on his way. They was in the funeral procession. His children were with him. They'd lost their mother, lost his wife, and said they were going down. And said a big old, they passed a big old truck. He said, well, it's not everywhere that people pull off side of the roads like they do around here, is it? They're pretty respectful around here. Funeral director. But said this shadow came by, this big vehicle came by, and he said to his children, he said to them, did you see that shadow pass over us? I said, yes, sir. He said, well, guess what? Listen, yea, though I walk, and he quoted this to him, through the valley of the shadow of death. He said, no more than that shadow, that truck hit us. And no more, I said, going to hurt us than that did. It's like a shadow. The valley of the shadow of death, where the shadow has got to be a light. And so we don't have to fear death. We don't have to fear it. All the lifetime subject to it. But he said we don't have to fear it. Why? He's redeemed us. He even told them, and I was reading that over there, never did finish reading. He said, though he walk through the waters, I'll be with you. Although he go through the fire, I'll be with you. You don't have to fear these things. He said, I'm your Savior. I've loved thee. Therefore, I will give men for thee and for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I bring thy seed from the east and gather you from the west.
Hallelujah.
I believe God wants us this morning to trust him. Trust him. Instead of fearing. You know, amen. Jesus told the disciples that on what is in that on that rough water that day. They saw somebody walking on the water, they couldn't figure that thing out. Who's in the world can walk on water? You know who it was? The very one they needed. They thought they'd seen a ghost. Oh, listen. But it was him. It was him. It was Jesus. And you know what? Right in the midst of your storms, he's always there. Right in the midst of your troubles, he's always there. Right in the midst of your heartaches and your sorrows and your separations, saying goodbye to loved ones, he's always there. He's Jesus. He's your Redeemer. He's your Savior. Yes, he is. Well, got a bunch more verses I could read there. I want to go to Revelation chapter 1. We'll deal with this just a little bit. I believe God wants to look at this just a moment. Here is our Redeemer. Yes, it is. He's our Redeemer. Revelation chapter number 1. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 1, verse number 17 says, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and lay his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not. I am the first and the last. I'm he that liveth and was dead. Behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. Have the keys of hell and of death. Notice what he said. Fear not. He laid his right hand upon John the Revelator. I want to say something about old John. You say, well, didn't John see him before? Yes, he was here, walked with him on the face of this earth. But yet when he saw him, in his glory, in his grace, in his glorified body, in his, listen, when he saw him as he is now, you know what he did? He fell down at his feet as dead. But Jesus said to him, first thing he did, he laid his right hand upon him. He laid that hand upon him and he said, fear not. Fear not. I want to say we don't have to fear the Savior. Listen, although while he fell down at his feet is dead, but he said from the fear not. You know why we fear not? He said to him, I'm the first and the last. There's nobody. Listen, nobody was before him and nobody will be after him. He's the first and the last. And therefore we don't have to fear. Why? Nothing, anything. Because he's before everything. He's after everything. And he's everything in between. That's the one that redeemed us. That's the one that's coming back at us. That's the one. Thank God. And therefore he said, fear not. I am. He's the great I am. He's everything always has been. He's God manifested in the flesh. Thank God he said, I am the first and the last. He's the Alpha and he's the Omega. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And therefore, we don't have to fear him. There ain't no reason we don't have to fear him. You know what he said? I'm he that liveth. I was dead. Was dead. Listen. Look at that a moment. He was dead. He died for you. I don't have to fear. You know why? He died for me. He gave his life for me. When I hear songs about that mercy, whew, I could see myself standing before the bar of God and him saying, found mercy. Whew. You wonder why I was getting excited? I don't know about you. Well, I do know about you too. You won't find, you'll never get freed from your bondage either without mercy. You can find it nowhere. You better be glad like I am that God didn't give us justice. And God didn't give us what we deserved. But I don't listen to that to fear. Why? Because he was dead. He died for me. He sacrificed himself. He was a lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. That went to Calvary's cross 2,000 years ago. Shed his blood for me. Gave up the ghost. And yielded up himself. Listen, no one took his life. He gave it. When he said on that cross, Father, in thy hands I commend my spirit. Listen. They could not have killed him with anything. Listen, sure they pierced his side. That was prophecy that had to come to pass. Listen, but you know what? Another prophecy that never broke no bones. Never broke his legs like they normally did. You know why? I went out to do it. He didn't give up the ghost. But he died for you. He died for you to redeem. That's why he said, fear not, I've redeemed thee. He's redeemed you. He's redeemed me. He was alive. Listen, he's the first. He's the last. The second thing, he was dead. But I'm not glad he didn't stop there. What does he say? Oh, yeah. He said, And I'm alive for how long? Evermore. Hallelujah. I know how to fear because he's alive this morning. He'll be alive tomorrow. He was alive yesterday. Glory to God. He'll never die again. He gave his life for you. Listen, but thank God he's the first and the last, Alpha and Omega. But he'll never die again because he's alive forevermore. What a Savior. My Jesus. He's alive. So I don't have to fear what man will do to me. Do I have to fear death? And listen, some people fear life. They dread to see tomorrow come. I can't hardly wait till it gets here. I'm telling you, we don't have to fear. Some people fear the dark. Well, he walk in it too. He's everywhere. He said, I'm alive forevermore. I don't have to fear Brother Calvin because he's alive. You know what he's doing? He's sitting in the right hand of the Father, ever making intercession for us with groanings. Yes, listen. He's the Holy Ghost is in him making groanings, helping us pray. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. He's alive, folk. And he's coming back. I don't have to fear. I'll tell you something. I can stop here and say this. You don't have to fear. Devil will do everything he will to make you timid about the things of God. Hey, doesn't be ashamed. Son, I'm not ashamed of him. He's too good to me. He's on my side. Glory to God. I'm glad I'm on his. But I'm going to tell you what the devil will try to make you a fear. Somebody will make fun of you. Try to make you fear. Listen, if you live for God, you can have no fun. He'll try to make you fear. Listen, that all kinds of things will come and go, whatever happened to you. But I'm going to tell you something. Just live for God. You ain't got no reason to fear. You ain't got no reason to fear talking to someone about the Lord. You ain't got no reason to fear. Say, hey. I ran some other day, and then know him from Adam's house, kid. But he come up to me outside one of the stores here in town. Wanted some help. You said you help him, yeah? Tried to help him two ways. Money will help him get down the road and get some gas, something to eat. Second thing, do you know the Lord? You know what most people tell me? Yeah. Yes, sir. I don't know if he's just telling me or not, but the time I twist it around, I cross-examine him a little bit. Sometimes you got to do that. But you know what? We don't have to be ashamed. Not at all. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of God, gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation unto him that believeth. So you don't have to fear, because I'm telling you, he's alive. He'll go with you. He'll walk with you. Listen, he'll go with you as you witness for him. You know what he said? He said, Tyre in Jerusalem till you be endued with power. Listen, that power from on high, and you shall be witnesses. I'm telling you, God will give you power to be a witness. And you know how to be fearful. You know how to be ashamed. You can stand up power and glory to God. He's alive. We are to be witnesses. We'd be a living testimony. We'd be a living word. I told him yesterday, if we could get people that's excited about going to church, is the our ball games, we'd have a packed house every Sunday. I'm telling you the truth. I went by Graceful yesterday. Went up to see Uncle Buddy Adams. Went by Graceful to see them little boys play. And of course, I know that I've never in my life seen so many people. They was coming and going. One thing was, I know what it was. They had a lot of, I don't know how many teams, different teams playing. They're playing a happy game of peace, played all day. When I got there, it wasn't hard nowhere to park. Just people going in. People couldn't even get in the gate. The game was, that game was over. They's coming out and all this and going in. All everybody. I said, Lord, if we can get people excited. Hey, you probably ain't seen no preaching. If we get excited. Hey, I know how it is running football up and down the field. I've been there. Before you get out, if you get a break loose on a long run, ain't nobody standing sitting down. Time you get across that goal line. Not well, them on the other side might be them on the side running. Nah. You know what happens? Cheerleading. Woo! Why they got cheerleaders on ball games? Try to get them pimped up, don't they? Huh? I'm going to tell you something. We need a few cheerleaders in the house of God. Sometimes I hear people say, I really want to raise my hand and praise the Lord, but I don't know where to or not. I don't want anybody. Hey, get them up. Praise Him. I don't remember them old timers saying that. All I remember when I was youngins, we was youngins. You didn't go to sleep much, no, because it's pretty worship. You know why? I didn't have nothing back then. They didn't have all these things we got now. We got so many luxuries, so many easy things. Listen, we about forget them. Worship God sometime. I mean, we worship Him in here. It's cool, it's nice, it's beautiful, it's wonderful. I've seen Him shout one old wood stove right down there. You say, you remember that? Yeah, we had one down there, an old church. They'd shout all around it. I never seen nobody get on it. Hey. I'm telling you, we don't have to be ashamed of the Lord. Praise Him. Lift up your hands. Witness. Glorify Him. Worship God. Hallelujah. They're not ashamed. You know what Brother Van Salvener said, don't you? He said, we'll go to the house of God and sit like a dead wooden Indian. And said, go to these sports events and ball games and get up and shout like a Comanche Indian. Holler. You should have known him. An old preacher started preaching when he was about 9, 10 years old. Preached out of a back of a wagon a long time ago, about 100 years ago. You know what? God's still the same. We don't have to be ashamed. We don't have to be afraid. Well, he said, I'm alive forevermore. And he puts an amen in there. Amen. Even let it be so, and it is so. Amen. Guess what? We don't have to be afraid of something else. He's got the keys. We don't have to fear. What did he say he got the keys of? Hell and death. You know what? I want to thank God. I realize, and I'm sure you do too, we hear until God gets through with us. Hear me? I've had people ask me all the time I was so sick, did you fear dying? I'm going to tell you something. I guess it was God and His grace and mercy. I did not. Didn't. Did I see my wife when she left this world and before and when she left fear dying? No, one ounce. We was the one doing the weeping and crying. She had that confidence, that faith, that Jesus, He's got the keys. Well, that means He can open. He's got the authority. He's got the power. So we don't have to fear death. Nothing going out of fear. He said, I'm afraid of the devil. No, we don't have to be afraid of him either. Don't have to fear him. You said, well, he can do all this. No, he can't do nothing. He couldn't go one ounce further on Job than God let him go.
He can't do one ounce more to you than what God will allow him to do. He's a defeated foe. He's whooped. He knows where his end is going to be. He knows where you're going to spend eternity. Before he spends eternity in lake of fire, he's going to spend 1,000 years chained up, ain't he? And I haven't figured out, because it's God and he does it. It's in there. But he's going to be loose a little season after that. But we don't have to fear it. We don't have to fear death. We don't have to fear the devil. Because Jesus, listen, come. Why don't we have to fear death? Jesus came, he done took the sting out of it for the believer. Amen? He's taking the sting out. Got wasp spit the other day. 2 times. But you know what? They always told me if you get that stinger out of them, they can't bite, they can't sting you. I don't know if it's so or not. I've heard if they sting one, they won't sting nobody else. I don't know about that. But I know one thing. God took the sting out of death. He took the sting out of death. And he's taken the strength out of Satan. The devil. He has no authority over you. He has no worship over you. Rebuke him. Resist him. Stand on the word of God. You do not have to be defeated. And you do not have to be discouraged. And you do not have to be fearful. Get up and face tomorrow. You say, I don't know what I face. We don't, none of us know. But we know one thing. We know who holds tomorrow. It's Jesus. And therefore he said, I have the keys of hell and death. He can open it up, he can lock her up. He can open her up, he can shut her up. Isn't it amazing? They had old Peter shut up. Had him locked up in prison, jail. If the devil had the key, he'd have kept him in there, wouldn't he? Sure he would. He didn't want him out there preaching. He don't have it. He didn't have it to then. Had old Paul and Silas locked up in jail. They started praising God. Doors open. I'm going to tell you something. God can open doors. He can close doors. He got the key. And therefore, we don't have to worry and fret. He's in control. A lot of times we'll worry and fret over some things. And we just wait and sit back and say, God, I know you're going to work it out. Your will be done. I'll surrender and I'll submit unto your perfect will. Because he knows best. Don't argue with God. Don't wrestle with him. Listen. Just submit to him. And so there's some things in that chapter that we shouldn't fret for. Shouldn't. Now let me, before we close, read Hebrews 2 just a moment. Quoting some a while ago, but here let me read it. Hebrews 2:14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that have the power of death. That's the devil. And deliver them who fear of death were all their life subject to bondage. You see what he's saying? We don't have to be held in bondage fearing death. Some people fear dying so much, they can't even enjoy living. Sad. Let me tell you something for a believer, Christian. Dies gain, dies far better. Don't believe it? Well, Apostle Paul knew it before he got there. You can ask him. What did he say? That's what he said. God gave it to him. You know what? He got a glimpse of that third heaven. He got caught up in it. And he saw some things he could not even speak of, Brother Calvin, didn't he? Whew. unspeakable. If you could see what lies ahead over there, hey, you'd start running this race like Paul was running it, like you've never run it before. And I'm going to tell you what you do. These light afflictions are but for a moment. Work it for us a far more an eternal seat of eternal weight of glory. If you could see, and I could see, what lies ahead. Number one, if you could see what lies ahead on this earth, what we face in here, I'm going to tell you, it'll get you more heavenly minded than you've ever been before. You need two things. We need to see what we're approaching and facing. One's what's going to take place on this earth. Second one, what's going to take place in heaven. And I can tell you, not good what's coming on this earth. Oh, in the millennium reign, it's going to be good on that yonder. But I'm talking about right ahead of us. But what's over there? Wonderful. Wonderful. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I'll tell you what, the Lord's good. He's a stronghold in a day of trouble. Yes, he is. Many, many more verses I was looking at, but I'm not going to share them this morning. But I do want to look at maybe one more right here. In Isaiah. Isaiah 12, I just want to read a few verses here. God's always said more than we can ever say. Isaiah 12, 1, in that day, thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God's my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength, my song, and my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. In that day shall you say, praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for you have done excellent things that is known in all the earth. Cry and shout. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitants of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. You know what he said in verse number two? God's my salvation. He said, I'll trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah says these three things right here. He's my strength, my song, and my salvation. Hallelujah. Now to sum it all up, he's my salvation. Because he's my salvation, he's my strength, and he's my song. And therefore, I'm going to draw water with joy out of this wells of salvation. His joy flood through us that our joy might be filled. Thank God. And so if you're here this morning, I want to say to you, God's grace is sufficient. God wants to fill you with his joy. He wants to give you peace that passeth all understanding. He wants you to rest in him with confidence and not fear. Because fear hath torment. Fear is no good. Paul said, writing to Timothy, he said, God hadn't given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. Thank God. You don't have to fear. I might say this. You may get some news. Don't sound good. Don't let it grip you with fear. Please. It'll get you up. Say it's in God's hands. I'm trusting him. So we can trust the Lord. We can lean on him. You know, one horrifying, fearful thing that you hear in this hour, and whatever sickness or thing any of us might have to face, you hear cancer and it just seems like it wants to drive a fear through somebody's heart. I mean, I'd be just living that day and hour. But I'm telling you, God is still God. Whatever you face, whatever may come your way or my way, just always remember, we can trust Him. He's our song, He's our salvation, and He's our strength. He's the only one. Hallelujah. Sometimes people ask me, where are you getting your strength from? Great from Him. He's coming from Him. Hallelujah. He's got all power. I like this. Both in heaven, where else? In earth. Hallelujah. He got it. All sufficient. Hallelujah. He's God. I'm just thinking, just all another verse. Hold on a minute so I can find it. Excuse me. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I've read, it's another verse I read. Well, here's another one. I never did get down there a while ago. It's in the same place I was reading in Isaiah 43, verse number 4. It says, since I was precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. You see, I talked about God loving us, what we do. Would you know you're precious in His sight? Now, both that love hits you. Know how much God loves you. I'm just talking to us now. It'll move that fear out of your heart. Perfect love. God's love is perfect. He loves us. How much did He give His only begotten Son for us? He loved us. Therefore, I will give thee for the people and for thy life. Fear not, I'm with thee. I'll bring thy seed from the east and gather from the west. See, God said He's precious. Not only is His children, not only is they messing with God's precious over yonder in Israel, but I'm telling you, God's church is precious too. And we are precious to Him. And He's a merciful, gracious, eternal, wonderful God. Our Lord is. He sure is. Yeah, here's another verse I want to read. And I'm going to do my best to close. It's in Isaiah chapter 41. And it's verse number 28. Let's read this. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, and there is no searching of His understanding? He giveth power to the faint, to them that have no might. He increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run, not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Everlasting God. What a Savior. What a Lord He is. He don't faint, He don't get weary. And I want to tell you what. Since He don't, if you get faint-hearted, He can grant you faith to strengthen you. What a merciful God our Savior is. Praise the Lord. Amen. Would you stand with us?